Vaping is a good option. A British report contradicts world health experts in a boost to the $15 billion e-cigarette industry. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. A group of British lawmakers say its National Health Service should promote e-cigarettes as a way of helping people stop smoking. The World Health Organization advises against the promotion of vaping, but the Commons Science and Technology Committee said the evidence suggests that vaping is much less harmful and a golden opportunity to save lives. Its chair is Norman Lamb.
We cannot tolerate the continued death toll of 79,000 people in England alone every single year from smoking. Vaping is one route to help problem smokers give up, and we should be doing far more to encourage it.
Now, normal cigarettes burn tobacco to release smoke. E-cigarettes heat flavored nicotine to make an inhalable vapor, which is less toxic but still addictive. Some Brits who vape say their health has improved when they switched.
After a couple of days, the penny drops, and you think, you know what? This is working. I don't need cigarettes anymore. I've got all the satisfaction and none of the death.
You get to find out what's actually in electronic cigarette, the actual e-liquids. And honestly, the comparison between the two, the chemicals that are used, they're only minimal. They're like about 6 chemicals to 10 max, compared to a cigarette, which is like over 2,000. So the benefits are definitely there.
But today's recommendations have been criticized by health experts. Dr. Dhruv Parekh is clinical lecturer in respiratory medicine at Birmingham University.
This sweeping statement that the e-cigarettes are 95% safer than smoking are quite general and based on estimates, really, and I think more research needs to be done. Our work from the British Lung Foundation suggests that these e-cigarettes and vaping, the actual vaping process of the e-cigarette liquids, may not be beneficial and may cause similar effects to smoking.
Still, the British recommendation has been welcomed by some in the industry. Dr. Ian Jones is Vice President of Reduce Risk Product Science at Japan Tobacco International.
E-cigarettes certainly need to be regulated from a consumer protection perspective, absolutely. But I do think, and I agree with the committee, that there are aspects of the current EU regulation which e-cigarettes fall under that could be relaxed. For example, advertising, allowing manufacturers and others to provide consumers with factual information on the products to allow them to make informed choices about the products they wish to use. There's a difference between what is in the liquid and what the consumer is exposed to in the vapour. So I think what we should be looking at is what is in the vapour and that the consumers are exposed to and taking into their bodies. And this is where the Public Health England and the UK government report today states that based on that evidence, these products are approximately in the range of 95% safer.
That's Dr. Ian Jones. Let's do the numbers. After a volatile week, the Turkish lira has steadied. Yesterday, the U.S. said more sanctions against Turkey are being prepared if the country doesn't, quote, quickly release an American pastor being held there on espionage charges. Now, McDonald's is hardly a high-end establishment, but as their menu expands to offer high-quality beef, cage-free eggs, and fresh milk, customers can be forgiven if it all feels a little bit more posh. The BBC's Victoria Craig has more.
A string quartet, white-gloved butlers, and gold-plated dinnerware. Elements you'd expect at a super fine dining establishment. But this week, they were rolled out, along with a literal red carpet, for the debut of a McDonald's pop-up restaurant promoting a new slate of premium burgers. And diners ate it up.
I've had the signature collection before, the old ones. I thought, let me just give it a go. And it was quite nice.
It was absolutely lovely. I was eating chips with a gold knife and fork. And then out on a silver tray came my Diet Coke.
It was good. That was like a thick patty.
This experience is all very tongue-in-cheek for the Golden Arches, but higher menu offerings are becoming a bigger focus for the brand.
This is the new Signature Collection with premium ingredients like Angus beef.
It's a decision from McDonald's boss Steve Easterbrook, who took the helm in 2015 at a time when the company was struggling with its identity. In his nearly 3.5 years in the driver's seat, Mr. Easterbrook has slimmed down the menu and returned McDonald's to its burgers and fries roots, while strategically peppering in higher-end offerings. That's helped reverse shrinking sales at stores open at least a year to growth of 4% in the most recent quarter. The company's stock price, meanwhile, has jumped 63%, roughly double the broader market's gains.
I'm Atul Pathak. I'm a franchisee of McDonald's. The thing is, for any business to survive, we have to listen to our customers. Now, if our customers tell us they want fresh beef, so that's what they'll get. If a customer wants salad, then we're giving them salad. McDonald's has moved tremendously in the last many years.
But the modernization process is not without its pitfalls. In a bid to fight the global obesity epidemic, many governments have placed curbs on fast food advertising, which presents a challenge to brands like McDonald's, reliant on selling burgers and fries. Here's Martin Carher, a professor at the City University of London.
In New York, there's been bans on advertising. In the US, you have to put calorie amounts on your menus. The mayor in London is talking about banning advertisements on the underground. The whole industry having to find new ways to promote their products. The current restrictions have forced a lot of companies into a more healthy option.
Healthy or not, the diners back at the London pop-up gobbled up every bit of the lavish experience. Then it was back to the ground floor where white-gloved butlers said their goodbyes. Because, just like Cinderella's carriage, this Kensington High Street McDonald's had to transform back at midnight. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
Finally, long lines and traffic jams are common in India, but a two-hour wait to get into the country's first IKEA? That's a first. The store has seen 28,000 visitors daily on average and now has a live ticker on its website advising how long it'll take customers to set foot inside. In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.